What wisdom! This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This is episode number 221. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. I'm glad you're here. For the newer listener, I'd like to take a couple of seconds to explain how we're reading through the Bible. Our schedule takes a somewhat unique approach. I like it because there are some sections of the Bible that can get somewhat laborious to read through. Plus, if one takes just a Genesis to Revelation approach to reading through the Bible, it's an awful long time before you get to the New Testament, since the largest part of the Bible is the Old Testament. So, I found a reading schedule that addresses those issues over at bible-reading.com. Here's our approach. First, the Bible can be divided into seven major sections. First, there's the law, made up of the first five books of the Bible, or the Pentateuch. Then, there are the books of history. Then, because it's the longest book in the Bible, we assign it its own section. That's the Psalms. And then, there are the rest of books of poetry, and we assign those their own section. After that, there's prophecy, then there's the gospel, and finally, the epistles. So that's seven sections. Our reading schedule is, on Sundays, the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, we read from the Epistles. For Mondays, we read from the Law, Tuesdays is History, Wednesday, Psalms, Thursdays, Poetry, Friday, Prophecy, Saturday, we read from the Gospels. Every once in a while, I like to go through that for the new folks. Today, since it's Thursday, we're going to be reading from the section known as Poetry, and our specific reading today is Proverbs chapter 16. After which I will have some comments. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, and we ask that you touch our eyes, our ears, and our hearts as we read, and that you'll show us what you want us to learn today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Proverbs chapter 16. The reflections of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord evaluates the motives. Commit your activities to the Lord, and your plans will be achieved. The Lord has prepared everything for his purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. Everyone with a proud heart is detestable to the Lord. Be assured he will not go unpunished. Wickedness is atoned for by loyalty and faithfulness, and one turns from evil by the fear of the Lord. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. God's verdict is on the lips of a king. His mouth should not give an unfair judgment. Honest balances and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his concern. Wicked behavior is detestable to kings, since a throne is established through righteousness. Righteous lips are a king's delight, and he loves one who speaks honestly. A king's fury is a messenger of death, but a wise man appeases it. When a king's face lights up, there is life. His favor is like a cloud with spring rain. Get wisdom, how much better it is than gold, and get understanding. It is preferable to silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. The one who guards his way protects his life. Pride comes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly of spirit with the humble than to divide plunder with the proud. The one who understands a matter finds success, and the one who trusts in the Lord will be happy. Anyone with a wise heart is called discerning. And pleasant speech increases learning. Insight is a fountain of life for its possessor, but the discipline of fools is folly. A wise heart instructs its mouth and increases learning with its speech. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the taste and health to the body. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. A worker's appetite works for him, because his hunger urges him on. A worthless man digs up evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A contrary man spreads conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent man lures his neighbor, leading him in a way that is not good. The one who narrows his eyes is planning deceptions. The one who compresses his lips brings about evil. Gray hair is a glorious crown. It is found in the way of righteousness. Patience is better than power, and controlling one's temper than capturing a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. These days, much of my hair is gray. Not all of it yet, but a lot of it. I remember several years ago when I was getting my hair cut that I looked down at the black drape that my barber had put around me to keep the hair off my clothes. And the contrast between the black of the drape and the gray in the hair that she had cut really emphasized to me that, yeah, you're getting old, Steve. Well, I guess I shouldn't feel so bad about that, though, based on Proverbs 16:31, which said, "Gray hair is a glorious crown. It is found in the way of righteousness." Now, I know that the Lord is not at all interested in flattering us, but verses like this do help to ease the process of getting older. So today in our reading, we learned that God really detests liars and dishonest business practices, impatient and easily angered people, disloyal and unfaithful friends, and much more. Of course, that's no surprise, but remember that Proverbs was written to us as a guide or a course on how to gain wisdom. It's filled with examples that contrast the wise with the fool. And given its purpose, it must be possible to learn wisdom. Of course, that's true, because most of the wise people I've known are those who have been down the road a piece. They are, as my good friend Ron Plouffe of Griddle Cakes Radio podcast says, the gray hairs. He calls older, wiser people the gray hairs. Have you ever noticed how unusual it is to find a young person with wisdom? I mean, it can happen, but you don't often walk away from a conversation with a young person saying, "What wisdom?" It takes time on the road of life to learn wisdom. Of course, not everybody learns wisdom. Those are the ones that the Bible calls fools. Well, be encouraged. Fools can learn to be wise. That's why God gave us the Bible. That's why God gave us this specific book, Proverbs. What people need is guidance from the Master. My encouragement to you is to be the wise person who is available to those that need wisdom, so that you can point them to the source of wisdom. What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 221. We're going to begin the book of Daniel tomorrow. We'll read the first 6 chapters. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for joining me today. Bye.